Hurricane season officially kicks off today, and joining us this morning for a look at what could be ahead is WATD Chief Meteorologist Rob Gilman. Rob, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy June here on the South Shore. How's it going?
Going well. And today, hurricane season begins. How long does hurricane season usually last, just so we can all be clear?
Well, this is just a bookkeeping thing. It's June 1st to November 30th. So this is the first year since 2014 we haven't had a May storm. They can certainly happen at almost any time of the year.
And what... Rob?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Ed. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, I was saying tropical storms can happen at almost any time of the year, but for bookkeeping purposes, we look at June 1st to November 30th as the season.
And as we enter in this season, is there any kind of prediction right now as to how bad this season could be?
Not really. I mean, we come up with numbers every year, but of course, it's only what happens to you. I always say all weather is local weather, and it's only a matter of time, Dan, before a major hurricane hits southern New England. That's the thing to be concerned about. We certainly have a lot of help from the federal government, from NOAA and the National Hurricane Center, and they get a lot of attention, and it's a very huge benefit all along the eastern seaboard to keep track of the tropical storm development. So in terms of, you know, is there any sense of what's going to happen? Well, there's a sense, there's some good data suggesting this will be an above normal season. But remember, that doesn't mean anything. Back in 1991, it was a below normal season, but Hurricane Andrew caused total devastation near Homestead, Florida. So it's not so much what the season is like as what each storm is like, and that's why we're here to track tropical storms as they form. And it looks like we're going to see something like 14 to 21 named storms. Usually we'd see about 14.
And now you mentioned them, there's only a matter of time before we get one here. Is there any kind of a pattern that seems to emerge for when they come to New England, or is it just kind of year by year it depends?
Yeah, certainly more the latter. Year by year it depends. And most importantly, we just haven't had anything of any consequence hit southern New England in such a long time. And it's just really, you know, the luck of the draw in terms of what's going to happen. We know they hit us throughout history. We've had, and I'm not just talking about a category one or two, I'm talking about a major hurricane with winds sustained of over 110 miles an hour. The great New England hurricane of 1938 brought the second highest wind gust ever measured on the planet at the time, and that was right at the Blue Hill Observatory, 186 miles an hour. And of course, there were big hurricanes in the 1950s. We all hear about, or might hear stories about, Hurricane Carol and Diane and Edna. But the last time any hurricane has struck southern New England was Hurricane Bob, and that was all the way back in 1991. We've had a couple of close calls, but you never know when the upper-level winds are going to be right. And that's what it takes. Again, a hurricane, a tropical storm, is a foreigner to our climate. They come from the tropics, from the south. So it would take a very rapid upper-level wind from the south to deliver a storm right up into southern New England. But that particular storm in 1938 took down tens of millions of trees across New England. So again, we should be paying attention, and that's what we do right here.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Rob. We do appreciate it.
All right.